Hey everyone, this is Cicely Majeed, founder of Angelic Rainbow Enterprises, my parent company, CEO and National Director of Rainbow Universe Pageants, Director of Operations for San Dolphin's Heart and Home, and a motivational life coach and public speaker. This is Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, and today marks the first day of my new campaign for November, New Beginnings. Yay, we all love new beginnings. I usually type these up and post them to SlideShare, but just like new beginnings bring new things, I wanted to try something new. I used to do podcasting and I'll probably do it again, so I wanted to record this as an audio and add some video integrated into it later. You'll see that later. So listen up. This campaign is all about new beginnings and how to be ready and prepared whenever your new beginning comes around, and it will come around, so you want to be ready. Now, everyone wants or desires a new beginning. Things go wrong in life all the time, and sometimes things go right, and we have to adjust. It's normal. It's life. Relationships end. Relationships begin. Jobs end. Jobs begin. Some people get ill. Sometimes we lose a loved one or a pet. Sometimes we lose our minds and have mental health issues. Sometimes our marriages fall apart, and we end up divorced. Sometimes our kids get angry about something we said or did and they don't want to talk to us anymore. Our other kids leave the nest and start their new beginning as an adult. A spouse gets a new job offer and we have to move to a different town or state. We win the lottery, yay, or lose some money gambling or spending too much. Some people get pregnant and others have miscarriages. Some people get attacked and others may get in a bad car accident. Some get cancer while others find out they have heart disease. Life is constantly changing, and when we go to sleep at night, we get renewed. So every day really is a new beginning, an opportunity to do something different than yesterday, to move forward in the right direction, because nobody wants to live stuck. What's the point of living if you're stuck? If you have a major change in your life, or you want to make a major change in your life, then you have embarked upon or are about to embark upon a brand new beginning. It can be scary sometimes and often painful, but that doesn't make it bad. If you are a Christian, then you know that God is our potter and God will break us so we can be molded into the person God wants us to become. Now, that takes time and a lot of patience and trial and error, but it's all for the good of our spirits, minds, and bodies, and our adventurous journey on this planet on the road to discovering and experiencing new things. We should all desire this. After all, that is what life is about, and that is what death is about also, as well. We are born and we continue to develop until we are old and gray and then die. Every stage in life is a new beginning. Even death is a new beginning because our spirits move on to another realm and rest. When we have a birthday every year, that is a new beginning. We are fresh and new and turning over a new leaf with a new age attached to us. Some people don't want to get older, but you should. It's something brand new, something different to look forward to. You're a brand new person. You're a new age. New things are coming. We should all approach every birthday with joy and expectation of amazing things that lie ahead in this newfound age we have embarked upon. We have been given a gift. We're still here. We're another year older. That's a blessing. No matter how old or gray you are, life should be an adventure. Every birthday should be celebrated because we made it through another year, and now we have a new beginning. Another chance to start new and see what lies ahead, not with fear that we're older, but with excitement and expectation. We made it and things are new, and we should approach that with awe, awaiting to see what God has in store for this new year ahead. If we have a setback or something bad or sad happens to us, we should not see that as a moment of weakness or something to keep us stuck in the doldrums, wishing we were dead all the time. If death is final, why would you wish for that and hope you were no more? Then you miss out on experiencing this wonderful thing called life and all God has in store for us and this planet. Whenever we do have a setback or a major loss or losses, we should take some time to sit down and observe our situation and circumstances and then get up and start making plans to get out of it. If you dwell on it or wallow in your sorrow, then you miss the message in the mess, which is You need to start again and do it better this time. We are supposed to grow like flowers that have been touched by a gentle rain. We are supposed to blossom like flowers. Flowers blossom, not stay as a seed. The rain makes crops grow, and that means some darkness and wetness and uncertainty when the rain will stop, and some sadness wondering when the sun will shine and we can spread our wings again, like winter turning into spring. It's all preparation, no matter how bad or sad it seems. We have to be prepared for the molding, the blossom that comes later when the sun shines. And that means we need to be grateful for the breaking in so we can be molded. God has to pick up the brokenness and take a look at that mold and then say, ah, yes, what can I make out of this mold? And then God starts the molding process. But if we don't want to be molded, if we don't want to allow the rain to stop so the sun can shine, then we die. There's nothing beyond that but rest. You can't be molded if you give up and die. It's done then. And where is the magic that is behind all of those doors, those choices you have to make about where you want your life to go in the future? We have to give God the will and allow to just take us where we are supposed to go and then be ready for who we are meant to be. That takes time. That can be painful. That can be confusing if we think too much or hold on to the past. That can be mind-blowing. That can be beautiful. Why would you not allow the creator of all the amazing things in the world and universe to mold you so you can grow into something greater and happier? So, no matter what you may be going through or experiencing or what new things have popped up into your life, you need to be ready. I repeat, you need to be ready, period. When you are thrown into a situation or pushed into one or something comes along and you start to engage in activity moving forward, you need to have a plan to make sure your new beginning works out and brings you joy instead of sorrow. It can be overwhelming when new things happen. So stay tuned for the next 6 campaign posts where I will assist you in preparing for your new beginning so you will merge into it with gratitude and joy instead of frustration, and forge ahead as you grow in mind, body, and spirit. Your first step is forgiving yourself and forgiving others. I have lots of goodies to talk about for this next step, so don't miss it. I will post a link here on Facebook like this one. Ta-ta for now.